Welcome to the Inspired Rockstar Radio Program with your host, Ricky Neer.
Today we have Peter J. Burns III from Club Entrepreneur in the studio with us today. Peter Burns is a serial entrepreneur who specializes in the establishment and operation of niche market multi-location businesses. He's an innovative businessman who creates many new concepts from the ground up, such as the first integrated media-rich commercial email marketing business, the Insert a Zine niche publishing concept, and the first accredited College of Entrepreneurship in the United States at the Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. In recent years, Burns founded Club Entrepreneur, Club E-Office, and Club E-Exchange. Burns is also a dean at Andrew Jackson University, a fully accredited online institution, and chancellor of the College of Entrepreneurship at the Southern States University. Early in his career, Peter established the first U.S. motorized bicycle, moped rental, and proceeded to expand initial operation into an international chain of 100 units, creating the largest recreational rental operation in the world. Burns was also a founding member of Young Entrepreneurs Organization. Peter's been featured in publications and television shows, including the Arizona Republic, CNN, Fox News, Fox Business, Entrepreneur Magazine, Nation's Business, the Phoenix Business Journal, the State Press, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ricky.
All right, Peter, tell us a little bit more about Club Entrepreneur, Club E-Office, and Club E-Exchange.
Certainly. Club Entrepreneur is an association of entrepreneurs, which started with my initial 19 students when I was an adjunct professor at the Barrett Honors College at ASU, Arizona State University. It's now grown to over 7,000 members, 3,500 of which are here in Arizona, and it's the largest network of entrepreneurs in our country and growing. Club E-Office is a co-working office environment, and that's where entrepreneurs are encouraged to collaborate, share, and grow. Through the Club E-Office, which we call CEO, we offer entrepreneurs access to educational opportunities, resources through professional consultations, workshops, seminars, and other events. We hold a monthly event in each of our facilities, too, where we gather about 150 entrepreneurs to hear a speaker and then have question and answers and then networking between other independent business owners. The Club E-Exchange is our own brand of barter network, and that allows business owners to better manage their inventory and capacity while developing new business through non-cash revenue exchange of products or services. While most barter companies do charge initiation fees of $250 to $500, Club E members get to join the exchange at no cost with no monthly membership fees for the first 6 months. We're a multifaceted collaboration of resources for the entrepreneur. We practice what I coined as open source entrepreneurship. And that simply means you have knowledge capital. That means you know someone who might be able to help someone else. You share that. You have information capital, relationship capital, and capital. You share all those willingly with your fellow members, and it encourages great collaboration. And so I would like to share that any member of any person who has any interest in entrepreneurship, whether they are an independent business person already or thinking about starting or a student, they're all welcome to Club Entrepreneur. So kind of to summarize, Club Entrepreneur is comprised of three pillars that support our organization. Club E is the collaborative network of online on-ground entrepreneurs that meet each month at our gatherings, featuring the networking and interesting speakers. Club E-Office, or CEO, is the physical facility in which members office, meet, and attend workshops and seminars to help themselves and each other by interacting as kind of a beehive of entrepreneurial activity. We have 10,000 square foot facilities, and we're opening up all over the place. Finally, the Institute of Entrepreneurship is our educational arm, and that's created the bachelor's, master's, and certificate programs in several accredited online and traditional universities through establishing an independent college of entrepreneurship. That's completely different than a college of business where you're taught to go work for somebody else. Colleges of entrepreneurship are to create self-employment or to start a business as part of your curriculum. And additionally, we have programs such as Startup Now workshops and many other seminars and workshops that make up the educational pillar of Club Entrepreneur.
Wow, that sounds amazing, Peter. I think I need to find myself in Phoenix soon to check all that out.
Well, we'll be coming to probably the city where you are coming soon, because we actually have a really extraordinary growth program in place.
Oh, well, I can't wait to talk to you more about that. But in the meantime, how do you think entrepreneurship can help our economy?
Well, I'd like to share with you how I believe the entrepreneur is the backbone of the American economy. Without the courage and innovation of our entrepreneurs, there's just no hope for this country to weather the economic storm we're in the midst of now. The government has not nor ever be any significant help to the small business owner. And it's up to us as entrepreneurs to join forces and collaborate in order to make things happen. We coined this movement, We Are America's Bailout, we being the entrepreneurs. I'd like to share how our organization, starting with only 19 of my entrepreneurship students taking the course Ready, Fire, Aim, the story of my life, by the way, has gone to a very large, meaningful organization of 7,000 members in only 3 years, all organically. I'd also like to describe our Startup Now workshops, which take unemployed people, complete strangers, and in one facilitated day-long workshop, turns them into business owners. And we've done that 17 times, 17 Startup Now workshops, and we've produced 15 new businesses with members of those unemployed people. Now, that's better than any federal program that I know of on a percentage. And how we embrace barter, and that's the savior to the cash-strapped entrepreneur, and how creative ways to raise and leverage capital has successfully been used by our membership.
Well, that's great. I mean, you really are empowering people and giving them the tools that they need to succeed in entrepreneurship. So that brings me to my next question. What are your secrets? What kind of secrets could you attribute towards your success?
Well, let's see. I've been doing this a long time. I've been coined a pure blood entrepreneur, and I've been doing this since the age of 19 when I started my first company. The first obstacle I had to face was kind of resisting my background. I'm from a place called New Canaan, Connecticut, and everybody there is a son and daughter of a Fortune 100 CEO. So we were all geared to go into the corporate world, which didn't work for me. I took the entrepreneurial route. So instead of prep school, university, and a professional career, I entered the Army as an infantry soldier and then went into the Rangers and then won a military scholarship, an actual appointment to West Point, and a ROTC scholarship to the University of Virginia. And that was a little bit of a different play. At Virginia, I took an entrepreneurship course my senior year. I was a freshman, but I took a senior year entrepreneurship course, and that started my first company, which was importing mopeds to the United States and renting them at resort islands. Nantucket was my target. I tried it that summer, and I made so much money that I gave back the rest of that scholarship, much to the chagrin of my parents. I'm akin to a Babe Ruth of entrepreneurship. Like Babe Ruth, the wonderful baseball player, I never get up to bat to hit a single. I swing for the fences each time. Also like Babe Ruth, my strikeouts rival my home runs. But I don't consider the business misses failures at all. I consider them practice. I sincerely believe that business is all about people, and the better you are with people, the better you are with business. People want to do business with people they like, and nice really does work better than being ruthless or predatory. I recently reached out to my database of 3,500 Phoenix area members of Club E, and I invited anyone interested to meet with me in a one-on-one, hour-long session to brainstorm, see how we might help each other. The response has been overwhelming. In the last 2 weeks, I have met with over 50 of my members, and I have another 60 or 70 who have already made appointments into the month of May. The people I have met, the caliber of the individuals that are my membership is just overwhelming. And I'm going to do this for the rest of my career, because getting to know the people that comprise your membership is the best thing I've ever done. I also predict that this connection between myself and my membership individually will result in literally millions of dollars in transactions between us.
Well, I'm excited for you and your members, and I just think it's amazing what you're doing. And I noticed what you said in there. You talked about practice, you know, and different things that you've done and maybe that have turned out a little differently than you may have expected. So is there anything that you might would change or do differently?
Well, yes, there is. I wish I would have humbled myself a little bit in the beginning and taken on a mentor or two. It's a very rocky path when you're a lone wolf entrepreneur. And I've made and lost millions, just a number of times in order to learn the ropes. So I now take the position that I put myself as a mentor in the lives and businesses of any of those Club U members and students in my College of Entrepreneurship programs that want a mentor who's been there and done that. So that was what I would change. I wish I would have taken on a mentor myself. It would have solved a lot of issues and taken away a lot of the pain. However, you know, we're exactly where we're supposed to be. So in all honesty, I'm probably a much better mentor than I would have been had I not taken the hard knocks myself.
That's great advice. Thank you for sharing that, Peter. Also, when we first got started, you'd mentioned about a concept that you wanted to bring to the table today and let us know about Move Your Money. So I know you're excited about that. Tell us a little bit more about that initiative.
Sure. The Huffington Post spearheaded this and back east. And basically what it is, it's the backlash against the big banks that have raped America. They've taken the TARP funds and they haven't helped any of us, let alone the small business community. The Chases and the Banks of America are just predatory. And this backlash encourages people to take out their personal business accounts out of the big banks and to support the community banks where they live, which are the ones responsible for supporting all of those businesses and members of those communities. The really interesting thing is every dollar you take out of Chase and Bank of America and put it to your community bank, the community banks lend 10 times that back into your community. So I was approached on one of those one-on-one sessions by an advertising agency who were members of Club Entrepreneur that I hadn't actually had the occasion to meet. And they wanted me to be the poster child here in the Phoenix, Arizona area to spearhead the Move Your Money campaign. I have already moved $120 million in the last 10 days of Club Entrepreneur deposits from the big banks into the small community banks, which in all honesty makes them very successful, and it supports the community. Because the 10 times 120 million, we can now receive, our small business community can receive $1.2 billion in lending and banking here in our own home. That's going to make a big difference, and I'm going to spearhead this across the country.
That's going to make a huge difference. I am super impressed with what you're doing with that initiative. With all of your experience, with all of the combined experience of your members and the things that you've seen, you've experienced, and you've lived through with so many different people, what advice would you give someone who's just dipping their toe into the arena of entrepreneurship?
Well, I'm not the one to just dip my toe. I say jump in with both feet and learn by doing. Business plans and all of the preparations and all that are a really good practice, but the reality of it is you just simply have to take the first step and make it a big one. Commit yourself, find the people that have been there and done that, ally yourselves with them, and collaborate, because that's how you're going to be successful.
Ready, fire, aim, right?
You got it.
Okay, so now what would you say perhaps to the seasoned entrepreneur who maybe have found themselves restarting or reinventing themselves in today's market?
Well, the path to their second success or third success or whatever it is will be much quicker than it was when the original religion or entrepreneur pursuit that they took on. I've learned that, having been there and done that. So the second, third, or fourth time up to bat, you can accelerate the learning curve, and you can use the hard-earned success that you had before and the lessons learned to allow you to reach that pinnacle of success and stay there. The other part I want to say, though, to those seasoned entrepreneurs is take somebody else under your wing. Become a mentor to that struggling entrepreneur out there. Help him help you, and everybody wins.
All right, Peter, so what's the best way for people to get in touch with you and to find out more about you?
I welcome any and all communications. The best way to reach me is to go through our website, which is theclubeoffice.com. You may even email me directly at peterjburns3@gmail.com. I'm all about helping others help themselves, so reach out. I'll answer.
I love your authenticity, your transparency, and being able to, your accessibility. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you again soon, Peter. Have a great day.
You too, Ricky. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Inspired Rockstar Radio Program with your host, Ricky Neer. For more information, visit us on the web at www.inspiredrockstar.com.